For choosing Arch Top Fiber, my name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Marlene, and I reside in the Commons in Saugerties, and I want to set up service.
All right, I'd be happy to help you do that, Marlene. Can I get your actual hu house number?
606 Commons Lane.
Commons Lane in Saugerties.
Yes.
Alrighty, give me a sec. Let me get to it. There we go. Is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. Do you know what speed of internet service you were looking to get? We have two options. We have 1 or 2 gigs, depending on what you need available. We can either one works if you're just trying to just do general streaming, or if you have a lot of devices connected, the 2 gig may be more
I
suited.
actually got a mailing from you that I could do 500 at $59.99.
That is correct. We do have a 500 gigabit.
I'll start with that.
Alrighty, just so you're aware, all of our internet packages actually do now come with a free Wi-Fi extender. Would you like to utilize that as well?
A free what?
A free Wi-Fi extender.
Sure.
Alrighty. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No.
Alrighty.
How much is home phone service?
Our home phone service is $24.99 a month.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. All right. So we're at 606 Commons Lane in Saugerties, New York. Is that correct? Do you own or rent your property?
I own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they
Through
through the air?
spectrum.
Utilities like your power water power essentially. Does it come through the air or underground?
I think underground.
Alrighty. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
All right, fantastic. So, can you, for my records, can you spell your name out for me? First and last name?
Sure. Marlene, Marlene. Perry, P as in Peter, Erry.
Spell your first name one more time. My system decided to go back a screen on me. Sorry about that.
That's okay. M as in Mary, Arlene.
Alrighty, and I got Perry. So, what's a good email address for you, ma'am?
Map, MAP 1214 at Gmail.
And what's a good and the phone number you're calling from, the 845-633-4257. Is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. We have a couple of ways we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Contact me for what reasons?
For if we need to send you any important information about your account details or any kind of like billing updates that may be coming out, just so that you have it aware.
Email.
Email is fine.
Okay. Yes.
Fantastic. So with our email options, you may receive marketing or other information as well, aside from your account specific updates. And you can unsubscribe at any time by either giving us a call or clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your email, just so you were aware. All right. So as part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. It's essentially, it's a soft credit check. We're just verifying some information. You are who you say you are, and see if you're required to pay a minimum deposit.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. Give me 1 second. have to change some things, so give me one second. Sorry, it's my password
It's okay.
on my stuff changed this morning, and I'm like, hey, why did you do that? Fantastic. There we go. And so I'm just going to grab a couple bits of information from your information that you provided with me today. Sorry, I'm turning my head back and forth trying to go between multiple pages. So sorry about that. Here in a moment, I will ask you for that social. So give me one second. And copying your phone number over. All right. All right, Marlene, whenever you are ready, go ahead with your social.
My what? My cell phone?
I need your social security. It's because we're doing a credit check. It does require
Oh,
us to do
okay.
use the social security number.
1-2-8-5-6-3-2-6-0.
Can you say that one more time just so I can look it over, because you did cut out a little bit at the beginning of it?
1-2-8-5-6-3-2-6-0.
Thank you very much for that, Marlene. I just wanted to make sure. I will not repeat that out loud because we don't need to. All right, and you're an excellent match for us here at ArchTop Fiber, so you're not going to be required to make any kind of payments up front. And you said did you want to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing?
Sure.
All right. Now we have two options for this. We have credit debit, which will only give you a $5 discount, or would you like to use our ACH, which is an electronic check, which will give you that $10 discount, and which will get you the
How do I
price up?
do a credit check? I give you my bank stuff.
Yes, we would need the account routing number and account number, and essentially it's a direct debit from your bank account.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. And whenever you are ready, go ahead with that information.
Right. So my routing number is 221-976-243.
That should be with the Mid-Hudson Valley FCU.
Yes.
All right, and what's the account number?
109-976-02001.
Thank you. Name of the account should be Marlene Perry.
Yes.
Is this a checking or savings account?
Do checking.
Okay. Do you authorize us here at ArchTop Fiber to make direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Fantastic. Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. And as an option, would you like to add a nickname to this account just in case we need to do any form of verification?
No, thanks.
All right, let me save that account information and it will generate a token for me. Just give it a moment. While it's processing all of that, I do have a couple of our legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you, just so you are aware. So at the time of your initial
Okay.
connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of that installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service has been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by ArchTop Fiber is property of ArchTop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit and to send all of associated equipment back to us here at ArchTop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result up to $135 charge for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement and any other account specific details by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of service, as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Fantastic. So you said you got our mailer?
Yes. And they actually just came to the community to sit down with us and go over everything.
Yes. So you should have been made aware that due to the construction, we're not able to do any kind of installations officially until the end of October.
Oh, okay.
So that's something that came down. We actually, I handled most of that. I actually, a lot of your neighbors, I sent them a very friendly email detailing the reason what was going over on Friday. So this is information that literally was passed down to us before the weekend. So,
okay.
So right now, the earliest we're looking at is the end of October, the very end of October. So right around Halloween. We're hoping to have everything done a little bit before then, but it is due to construction that we do have to have a wait on a lot of that stuff. But don't worry, we're getting to you guys. We had to deal with your guys' HOA.
Okay.
We had to deal with the HOA that, you know, was saying, well, how are we going to handle it? So that was the big pause in length. So you got a mailer from us, which is fantastic, as well as your guys' little town hall, which is amazing. Is there anything on your property that our installer should be aware of at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Fantastic. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for me?
Not that I can think of.
Fantastic. So we'll go through. We'll click our little place order button. Sorry, I'm going to have to cough. Give me a sec. I am so sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
All the talking and just it's like, yay, we're going to build it
up. You need some water.
I have water. I will get some after my call with you, Marlene. All right. And do we want to just tentatively right now, do we want to just shoot for the end of the month? And we will give you a call and let you know when we're officially able to do the installation, just to make sure that we're covering our bases. You're not going to have any issues, and that way we can make sure that everything goes smoothly for you. Is that okay with you, Marlene, if we do?
Yeah, okay,
so
of course.
I'm just going to set this for Halloween at 3, just so that you get a little confirmation, just to know that your account is being set up. And like I said, as soon as we have more information on when we're able to finally do full installations, we'll be giving you guys a call so that it's all covered.
Okay.
All right. Well, Marlene, I've got you set up and scheduled, so you're good to go. Again, that schedule may be removed, just so you know, just because our system is like, well, we can't do anything here until X date. But this is just so we have something so that we get you into our system.
Okay.
All right. Right now, you should be receiving two emails. The first email is going to be detailing our little conversation and everything we went over with setting up your service. And the second one is going to be a invitation to enroll in your Archtop Fiber online account. There'll be a hyperlink. Essentially, it's just a quick link to get to our login page, as well as a temporary password on that email address to log in. If you do not see a temporary password, don't fret. You can always give us a call back, and we would be happy to help get that account set up for you, so you have access to all of your billing and account information.
Okay.
All righty. Well, Marlene, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family, and I will be letting you know what's going on here as soon as possible.
Okay, perfect.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Marlene.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.